So, just got in from a longish day car hunting. I've been looking at both ends of the spectrum. Now, I have got a car which I'm selling. Situation's changing with car needs. I've been looking at two very, very different vehicles. A Land Rover, long wheelbase, and a smart car, little two-seater, diesel. You may be surprised to know that when it comes to the environmental impact of these vehicles, I think the smart car most likely is going to be a lot better, but I'm looking at second-hand Land Rovers, so recycling as such. Land Rovers are normally capable of doing 300,000 plus miles. I don't know that much about the smart car to know how good they can be. And if I was to have a Land Rover, it would have to either be converted to run on LPG or biodiesel. Now, they did do dust-to-dust comparisons on lots of vehicles. And if you think the Prius is a green vehicle, for example, it's not compared to the Land Rover. This is because of the environmental impact of the actual making and manufacture of the batteries and switching, which is all heavily covered up, and you don't necessarily hear about it. When our electrical hybrid car market really picks up, then I'm sure the environmental impact of manufacturing these parts is going to be a lot less, because we're more in place to do this kind of stuff. So the Land Rover does around 30 miles to the gallon, and the smart car does around 80 plus miles to the gallon, which is pretty phenomenal. But a Land Rover is a utility vehicle, and as I have a motorbike, I wouldn't often probably use it that much. It's more for ferrying my brother and his family. He's got three kids, fourth on the way, around, because it's got 12 seats. Interestingly enough, has it got 13 seats? It's got a lot of seats. It's like a minibus. Interestingly enough, both the smart car and the Land Rover are congestion charge free. Now, you have to fill in a form for the Land Rover, but the smart car has got such low CO2 emissions. It's pretty much fits under the radar of so many bits and bobs. That's why I really like it. Also, you can drive from Brighton to Edinburgh on one tank of fuel, or London to Prague, depending on where you want to go, I suppose. That's pretty attractive in itself. But it is going to cost about 10 grand with all the bits and bobs, which is a lot of money. And I can get a bloody good Land Rover that I've looked at recently for about 5.5. I went to the Land Rover showroom, very disappointed to be faced by car salesmen. I kind of had this image in my head because I've had this experience before. You walk into a smaller Land Rover showroom, Land Rover dealer, and the guy remembers his first Land Rover. He might have had four or five since, really passionate about it, knows a lot about the history, is over 50 years old, and speaks to you like a human being, not like a car salesman. But I just went into the one in Northampton, and he was a proper car salesman who was looking forward to getting his next 90 short wheel Defender company car run around thing, showed an element of passion for what he was talking about. But he'd just come over from Mercedes, he'd been selling Mercedes. And then today I was in the Mercedes garage as well, looking at the smart cars. Nobody there to tell you about a smart car. Oh, they're not in on Sundays, so I can tell you a little bit. Couldn't answer one of my questions. You'd have thought in this climate, when they're finding it very difficult to sell cars, that they would have made a little bit more of an effort. But no, so I gave a big list of questions, which they'll answer by email tomorrow, then no doubt add my email to some kind of list of spam. I'm back. I'm knackered. A lot of miles, because one of the Mercedes dealerships didn't even do smart cars, even though they had a massive sign and the website calls them a smart dealer. What am I going to do? Well, I'm going to have a good Google now, read some of the Land Rover forums and see how convertible the newer TDI engines are before I go any further. But sit around and do lots more thinking. Choices.